بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقال تعالى: وأن هذا صراطي مستقيما فاتبعوه ولا تتبعوا السبل فتفرق بكم عن سبيله. We are still in this chapter, and which it is explained that we are forbidden to bring new things into deen, innovations, bid'ah, whether they are the old bid'ah, customary things which the bid'ahs do, or whether it is the modern things which modernists are bringing, new modern ideas into Islam. All of that we must stay away from completely. With regard to that, the ayat of the Quran emphasizes, وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا. Allah says, this my path, the path of Islam, the deen which Allah revealed to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, is the straight path. A straight path, like a straight line, is the shortest distance between two points. The minute you go off a little bit, it becomes longer. You go via some place, you go off, you go crooked, it becomes longer. Straight is straight. So that is the straight path that leads directly to Allah Ta'ala, that leads to Jannah, the Islam that Allah Ta'ala had given to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, which the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had practiced. So that is the path we have to follow, not any new path. On one occasion, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam drew a straight line, and then he drew short lines on both sides of that straight line. And then he explained, this is the straight path. And on the straight path, you will get many things that will take you, deviate you, that will take you, distract you, that will take you off the straight path. But you must remain firm on the straight path. Otherwise, a person will, if the minute he takes another path, then he will go off. And many times we think, and we say also, it's just a small matter. Or for the children, we say, they are only children still. And we leave them to do the wrong things. They grow up and they grow strong in those wrong things. And any small thing also, it doesn't remain a small thing. We say, only today I'll miss my Fajr with Jamaat, I'm very tired. It be then the next day, the third day, it comes back again. And a person, when he remains firm, then he remains free. Otherwise he gets distracted very easily. Similarly, on one occasion, there was a janazah and the qabr wasn't ready still. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made some wa'ad, gave advice to the sahaba. He drew a block and then he drew in the middle one line that went out of the block. And on that middle line, he drew short lines on both sides. Then he said, this block is the lifespan of a human being. How much he's going to live. And that line that is in the middle, that is his life is living. And the line goes out of the block. That means he has got still a lot of hopes in life which go beyond his life. His mort is going to come, but he's still got hope, I'm going to make so much money, I'll do this, I'll do that. Long hopes he has got. Then that is also unhealthy. Then a person doesn't concentrate on akhirat. When he thinks, I must do this, buy a house, furnish my house, go for this holiday, all plans that we make. And the short lines on the side of it are all the distractions that are problems that will come in his life. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, if the one misses you, the next one will catch you. If that one misses you, the next one will catch you. So this world is a place of trials and imtihanat. That will come. But it is very important for us to see that at such times we remain on the straight path. Lot of temptations will come to try and modernize our deen. People will explain, we're living in a modern world now. We can't follow the old camel zamana deen. We have to follow the jet zamana deen, a new deen. So we must not be deterred and we mustn't go offline. That is the straight path. فَاتَّبِعُوهُ. Allah Ta'ala says, so follow that straight path. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبُلُ. And do not follow all the other wrong paths. We shall decide in this life. What will happen if you do that? فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِي. Then you get deviated from the straight path. You will fall into different groups. And that is what is happening, the confusion. Now those who have brought modern ideas into deen, they say they are right. The people who are following the old deen, the traditional deen, they say they are right. So the two groups will fight with one another. All will claim they are right. So the way to resolve it is to see in Quran and Hadith what is the true deen. Whether all these new modern things which are coming, whether it is photography, whether it is music, whether it is mixing of man and woman, whether it is interfaith things, whatever it can be, we just have to check whether the Quran and Hadith sanction it, sanction faith or not. We must follow Quran and Hadith as was revealed to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained it. So in this ayat also, Allah very beautifully teaches us that hold on to the straight path. Don't deviate, don't go on to new things which people are bringing into deen. Whoever it can be, even if it is ulama who are bringing new things into deen, ulama coming on YouTube, on TV, etc., which is not part of deen, so we must stay away from that all. May Allah guide us to righteousness and protect our iman and our Islam and protect the Muslims in the world, particularly in Palestine presently, Sudan, wherever else in the world Muslims are in difficulty and hardship. Allah protect us all, and Allah give the Muslims, let them overpower the enemy, and let the Muslims destroy the enemies of Islam, the enemies of deen, and the enemies of mankind. Subhanallah bihamdihi.